Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Shona Putnam.
Good morning, Levon.
Well, you have an event coming up in Griswold. And, you know, lots of places have the home tours, and you do those once in a while, but I guess you trade off with the one you're going to do this weekend.
Well, yes, we decided this year we'd do something a little different.
Yeah, fun.
And probably next year go back to the house tours again. Yeah. But we're having a Dickens Christmas.
A Dickens Christmas. Okay, mm-hmm. So what's that all about?
Well, you will come to the museum between 2 and 6 p.m., and we're going to have door prizes. We're going to play some games, adult games. One of the games is called Pass the Parcel, and we have lovely gifts inside, and we will be drawing also for a turkey. You can't do a Dickens Christmas without a big fat turkey.
That's right.
And we have entertainment. Marcia Anderson will be there.
Oh, lovely voice.
Absolutely
and playing the
beautiful.
Piano.
Yes, wonderful. We don't have a piano at the museum. We're using a portable keyboard.
Sure. But you'll be great on that, too.
It's beautiful. Actually, yes. It's a lovely... It's very much like the clavinova that she's used to using. And we're looking forward to that. And there'll be a few Dickens characters wandering around.
Okay.
I was hoping to do some chestnuts, but so far we
hard
haven't...
Hard to find.
Yes. Very hard.
Yes. Now, and just to add, I think a lot of the stores in Griswold are going to be doing things that are special. So this weekend, on the 10th...
Yes,
right,
absolutely.
It's going to be a great day to go to Griswold, just overall, but a great day to go to the museum. And, you know, some people have been there numerous times.
Mm-hmm.
Others going to the museum in Griswold.
The Cass County Museum is in Griswold, yes.
And so tell us, you know, just in case somebody hasn't been there, some of the highlights there as you come into the museum.
Into the museum.
Yeah.
Well, the first thing you'll see is a Dickens tree. It is beautifully decorated. We have poinsettia arrangements all over the museum, thanks to Connoyer's Greenhouse, who every year donate beautiful poinsettias. We have refreshments that we will be serving, homemade. And then our fundraiser, to make money, we had been selling butter braids. So we will have samples of the butter braids. Some people have pre-ordered, but we will have extra. We ordered extra to have on hand so that we can sell that day.
And when can they get those? When can we use the butter braids?
Between 2 and 6.
Okay.
We will be handing them out.
Okay. So if they've pre-ordered,
selling them.
They'll be there then?
Yes.
Or if for those
you can
extras?
Purchase, absolutely.
Okay. And I'm guessing those probably, if you're not quite ready for a Christmas celebration, you probably put them in the freezer and pull them out on Christmas Day.
They're wonderful. They're wonderful. And they're from a local Iowa company.
Great. Okay, so we can win some things, we can buy some things, and we can have a good time while we're doing all that. I'm wondering if you have any special decorations in the bank vault.
In the bank vault?
Vault, yes. I always think that's a fun place to visit when I go to the museum.
It is. We actually do not at the moment.
But you don't need a lot of special decorations because you have such wonderful exhibits there. And in the one room kind of toward the back, you have things from all the towns. You still doing that?
Yes, from the county, yes. Yeah. And this winter, Lila and I are not writing a book, so we will have time. We are going to revamp, actually, most of the museum and most of the exhibits.
So if we've been there before, just plan on coming again because it's going to look different.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure some of those things you have to, like the bank vault, you probably don't change that a lot.
No.
I mean, but if you haven't been there, that's a fun place to visit. And then just all of the exhibits that you have gathered. And just like most museums, I'm guessing you have a lot of exhibits that you don't have space to put out that you can, as you revamp, you will have some of those out.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We cannot show everything at the same time, and I don't know that we'd want to. So it's good to keep changing, and especially with the clothing.
Mm-hmm. So do you have a favorite part of the exhibit, something that you just go, oh, this is really fun or this is really interesting? And I know you work with it all, Shona.
Yes, I think for me it would be the clothing. That's certainly one part of it.
Uh-huh.
And we got a beautiful donation the other day of life-size dolls that, because it's hard to find mannequins to fit a lot of the clothing that we have, so we will be making new displays using those dolls.
So let's talk a little bit about if somebody has something they think would, you know, really needs to go to the museum, they want to come and have you display it.
Yes.
Do they have to give it permanently, or tell us a little bit about donating things to the museum.
Well, if you donate, that's something that you sign a paper. We are very particular with our accessioning, and you would receive a copy of what you have donated. Now, if you are a collector and have a collection of items, say turn of the century postcards or something like that, we would have it in the museum for a short period of time, and then it would be a loan.
Okay. So
and there again,
way,
we process the same way. We accession. You get a copy, we get a copy. So we have hard copy and then on the computer.
All right. Because there are some things I think that families have that they just don't know what to do with.
Right.
And they really are things of interest. So I always think, you know, when I watch that Antique Roadshow and they keep it in their safe all the time, I'm going, why don't you just give it to a museum
let
where
people
all
enjoy
of it.
Yes.
And I understand some of that is of great value and they want to pass down to the family. But they could still do that. Anyhow, that's sort of my little soapbox thing. I just wonder, why do you just put it back in the safe and nobody sees it?
No one sees it.
Yes, no one sees it. Well, you mentioned you're not writing a new book. Let's talk about the books you have written, because they are very interesting, and you still have some available.
Yes, we have a few. We have the Atlantic book. That was our first one. And then August of this year, the second book came out, and that was Cass County.
And where can
we
get copies?
Well, you can get copies by calling the museum, calling Lila or myself, the chamber, and several other businesses in town. I'm not sure if Rex Pharmacy still has some.
I think so.
But I know they have sold a lot. Capel's.
Maybe some other places. But you have a nice little exhibit.
Yes, I'm not sure.
And they're kind of a sepia tone on the covers. Do you call that sepia? Or what? The covers are not in color, but
they're
more an old-fashioned.
And Arcadia Publishing, these books are very recognizable. They all look alike.
Mm-hmm.
And the format is exactly the same.
So be sure, if you have the Cass County book and you're looking at something and going, I already have that, be sure to see that it's there's the new one. I'm sorry, the Atlantic one was first and then
yes,
the Cass County
and then the
one.
County book.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
That you have both of those. And what wonderful Christmas gifts for people maybe who used to live here.
Absolutely, yes. There's a lot of information. And, of course, with the county book, we had to find new material and to use, because, obviously, Atlantic being the county seat is mentioned again and shown again in our second book.
Mm-hmm. Now, another thing that you have done, I'm not sure it was related to the book, but I think so, is the presentation, a PowerPoint presentation.
Oh, yes, the film.
Yeah.
Yes, we did a film on Atlantic, and in fact, I'm leaving to go to the chamber after I'm finished with this interview, and they are expecting, I believe, a tour bus in, maybe two. They had several coming in last weekend, but due to the weather, they had to cancel. So it'll be something that they can enjoy, too.
Mm-hmm. How long is that?
We edited quite a bit, and it's now down to around 20 minutes, if even that.
So I think you are willing to go to groups if they want a program and they'd like to see it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we'd do a PowerPoint.
Okay.
And we'd bring all our equipment with us.
So, folks, if you're looking in the new year for a great, interesting program, and I'm sure you always have questions and you're, you know, willing to do a little discussion with folks afterwards.
Oh, yes.
Because
a Q&A, always after the film.
You've got lots of stuff in your head that there wasn't room for in the books.
Yes.
You really had to pick and choose, did you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, really.
That was the hardest part.
Yes. Okay, let's remind folks about this Saturday, December 10, what's happening.
At 2 o'clock, the museum will be open to celebrate a Dickens Christmas from 2 until 6.
Okay. Lots of things to see, things to buy, things to win, games, fun. come and see the museum.
And one other thing that's going on in Griswold is on Thursday nights, the museum, the library, the businesses are open, and we have a local resident taking carolers around and showing people the lights around town. And we had our first Thursday last week, and it was very successful.
Okay, until through Christmas, I think. And so go and visit Griswold. If you haven't been there for a while, you'll be surprised, I think. So thanks so much to you, Shauna Putnam, for coming in this morning.
Thank you, LaVon.
And until next time, here's a thought. Families are like fudge, mostly sweet, but scattered with a few nuts.